Okay, so gotta say, your latest thought experiment really got the wings turning up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, opposable thumbs, not exactly something I contemplate on a daily basis, but the way you connected them to, like, the entire freaking trajectory of human evolution blew my mind a little, not gonna lie.
Well, it's funny, right? Because we take them for granted, those thumbs. But then you stop and think, without them, where would we be?
No.
Not building civilizations, that's for
No,
sure.
seriously. But here's what I really loved. You took this like classic evolution 101 example and zoomed out, like way out. You started asking about other, maybe subtler ways our physical selves shape our skills, even our destinies, right? And that's where things get really interesting.
See, and that's what I love about these deep dives, right? You hit on something so simple, so obvious, and suddenly, bam, whole new perspectives open up. Like, we're always looking at the big picture, the grand scheme of things. But what about those tiny, almost invisible differences in how we're wired, literally?
Yeah.
What if those are playing a role we haven't even begun to understand?
And that example you gave about your own hands, you've always been drawn to incredibly intricate work.
Oh, yeah. Ever since I was a kid, loved building models, anything that required, like, really fine motor skills.
Right. And you were wondering if maybe, just maybe, your naturally dexterous fingers played a part in that, like steering you towards those kinds of detailed projects. I thought that was such a cool observation.
Well, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Like, what if there's a whole hidden language written in our biology and we're just starting to decipher the first few words?
Exactly. Like I'm thinking, could there be a creativity gene, right? Or something in our DNA that predisposes some people to be more innovative, more drawn to art or music or, I don't know, theoretical physics.
Well, it's probably not quite as simple as a single gene, right? Our genes don't work in isolation. It's more like this incredibly complex orchestra with thousands of instruments all playing together.
Sure.
But I think you're onto something with the idea of predisposition. What if we can start to understand those genetic nuances, those subtle variations that might make one person more likely to pick up a paintbrush while another gravitates toward a telescope?
Right. And then you took it even further with this whole idea that these physical differences might lead us to experience a kind of void that we instinctively try to fill with creative expression.
Yeah, and that really gets at the heart of it, right? Because it's not just about thumbs or dexterity or whatever it might be. It's about how those physical traits interact with our psychology.
Totally.
Like maybe those tiny differences create a kind of like a need, a drive that pushes us to find fulfillment in specific ways.
It's like your hands needing to be in motion, like they're meant to be building, creating.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
that resonates with a lot of psychological theories, about compensation, the drive to find meaning and purpose. It's fascinating stuff.
Okay, so then we're not just talking about thumbs, right? We're talking about a whole spectrum of physical variations, things we might not even notice that could be influencing everything from our hobbies to our careers to like our whole sense of self. And then you took it even further.
Oh boy, here we go.
You were saying this might not just apply to humans, that maybe we see this interplay of physical form and like destiny throughout the entire animal kingdom.
Well, think about it. A cheetah's incredible speed. That's not just random, right? It's a direct result of its physique, its musculature, its whole evolutionary history, or a chameleon's camouflage. It's not just a cool trick, it's a survival strategy, intricately linked to its physical form. We see these elegant connections between how creatures are built and how they experience the world everywhere we look.
Whoa. So we're talking about a whole hidden dimension to evolution, to life itself, that we're just starting to glimpse.
Exactly. And who knows what we'll discover as we learn more, right? But I think the most exciting part is this. What if, instead of trying to engineer ourselves, trying to optimize every little detail, we shifted our focus to understanding and appreciating the incredible diversity and potential that's already woven into the very fabric of life itself?
I don't know about you, but my brain is officially fried in the best way possible, of course.
Always a pleasure to get those synapses firing.